All right, we are going to head and call to order the Nordic Village Public Infrastructure District Number 1. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese, the district manager. We do have a quorum of the board. So for our call to order today, we're going to go through everyone on the call. What I need is I need you to say your name for us for the recording and the record. Let's start with the board. Brooke, your chair, do you want to start for us?
Yeah, Brooke Cole, chair of the board.
Joufray, member of the board and clerk.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, bond counsel.
Sir.
Tyler King, Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
All right, everybody on the call, I still need whoever's on the call, I need you to state your name for us.
Dave Smith, Vice President of Clyde Capital Group.
Jan Fulmer, a resident in Ogden Valley.
Tim Vandenack, I'm a reporter with KSL.com.
Jim Corey Andrew.
Jim Bird, resident of Ogden Valley.
Corey Anderson, Nordic Valley resident.
Meg Lomas, Nordic Valley resident.
Marty Walker, resident of Ogden Valley.
Brandon Henry, president, Clyde Capital Group.
Peggy Dooling Baker, resident of Nordic Valley.
Elizabeth Keswick, president of Nordic Valley.
Joni Werner, Trappers.
Okay, I believe that is everyone on the call. Christy, do we have any members of the public there at the anchor location?
No.
Okay, thank you. All right, so two things for everyone on the call. We have public comment, and then we will have a public hearing. Now, public comment is for the public to come talk to the board, the district, about anything related to the district. The public hearing is specific towards the bond issuance and the property owners to talk about the issuance of the bond. So I just want to make sure that everyone's clear. If you have just a general comment, public comment would be the time. If you have comments relating to the bond issuance, the time for those comments would be during the public hearing. So I'll open it up for any general public comments. If you have general comments, just state your name for us and we will give you up to 3 minutes.
My name is Marty Walker. I'm a resident. I'm a new resident of Ogden Valley. And there was a hearing this past week or public meeting about the incorporation. And the question I asked at that point was, considering the fact that this city is being incorporated, it felt like the Weber Commission was moving this thing through rapidly after the choice had been made to incorporate that would start January 1st. And my point there was, seemed like perhaps this thing was moving pretty quickly. And I understand that that's all been talked about before. But when I think about what's going to be involved in this, it's a very aggressive plan, 428 condos, 159 chalets, a hotel with 230 rooms. I have not seen a master plan. Perhaps it was somewhere in in the links, but I haven't seen any of that. It just looks to me like this area is going to become extremely congested. It's going to be intense with construction, heavy equipment. I don't know if all this road situation is going to be addressed. I don't know if the flow of traffic's going to be addressed. If you look at those numbers of the development at any given point in time, if this thing is developed nicely and people move in, there's going to be an additional 1,000 to 1,500 people on this corner. I live right across the street from it. So it's going to become a significant issue relative to the roads, the traffic, and relative to the heavy-duty construction that's going to take place. So those are the comments, those are the concerns. Perhaps all that's been addressed, but like I say, I haven't seen any master plan. I don't know if this thing is really manageable from a local perspective relative to what it's going to mean to a new city, but it kind of feels like it's moving down the path without much input. Perhaps it's all been there before. Like I said, I moved here in August. Those are my comments.
Great. Thanks, Marty. Just to be clear for everyone on the call, this time is your time to talk as the public. So there's really no dialogue back and forth or debate. We just take the public comment. So, Marty, we appreciate those comments from you. Is there
Thank you.
anyone else that would like to have general comments?
Yes, Corey Anderson, Nordic Valley resident. The county and therefore the taxpayer now are going to have substantial skin in the game on this project. And I would like to make the developers aware that there will be need for community building and connectedness to the neighborhood. We have that now. This project will disrupt it. And I urge you to pay attention to that as you pay for as you move forward.
A minute.
Hi. I didn't know if you wanted to see this.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate those comments. Anyone else?
Hello, my name is Peggy Dooling Baker, and if this is open to general comments, in light of current events with the big fires in California, I'm very concerned about the size of the development, the infrastructure that we'll put in place, the water pressure. We've been notorious up here for not having great water pressure. So I'm very concerned about all of those issues as we look at this project growing. It went from 564 plus the ability to bring in development rights to now the new plan, which I'm very concerned about, that was part of the CRA, up to the 800 that the gentleman before me just mentioned. That's a lot of units, it's a lot of people, and we are in a high fire zone. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago, our insurance was dropped because we were in a high fire zone. So we need to address that for the safety of all of our residents. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy. Anyone else?
This is Jan Fulmer. Are we allowed to ask questions or can just make comments?
Today, or this point is just comments.
Okay. We could not find any rating, risk rating on these bonds. And I think someone needs to look at this Nordic Valley Village development because there have been at least two occasions over the last, let's say, 10 to 15 years where money has been brought together to try to develop this and it hasn't happened. It's failed for one reason or another. Also, I could not find any risk rating on these bonds, so I really don't know where it stands or where the money is coming from to subsidize these bonds.
Okay, thank you, Jan. Appreciate your comments. Anyone else on the call?
Hello.
Okay, not hearing any more. So we will move on to item C, which is the public hearing. This is the time to take comments related specifically to the bonds. And this really is for the current property owners that are within sight of the district. But again, this is public comment, so anyone can comment specifically to these bonds. Now, if you have basically similar comments to somebody who has already spoken, you can just reference back to those. But then again, you still have the 3 minutes. So, board, what I'll need then is a motion to open the public hearing.
Hey, Michael, I'll go ahead and motion to open the public hearing with a public hearing to please state whether or not they are a property owner within the district or outside of the district.
Great. Thanks, Brooke.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you. All right, so now we are in that public hearing. I'm going to change to the notice, and I will turn the time over to Aaron Wade from Gilmore Bell to walk us through this. Aaron?
Yeah, thanks, Michael. So this is a statutory requirement that a public hearing be held concerning the issuance of bonds. This is the same process and procedure that a city would go through, a county, other types of special districts. And so it's just the statutory statement is a public hearing concerning the bonds and the potential impact on the, economic impact on the of the financing of the project on the public sector. That's the statutory wording. That doesn't mean that other public comments aren't permitted. But with that, I think you can move forward with your public hearing.
Okay, thanks. All right, so members of the public, if you would like to talk about this, again, we need your name for the record. And then also if you could state whether or not you are a property owner inside of the district boundaries, that would be what I would need. So any members of the public, please state your name and then you can give your comments.
Jan and Jim, I know it's Jan Fulmer.
Yeah.
I think it's Jim Ora.
Okay, Kyle, did you want to make comments? Okay. All right, is there anyone?
Can you hear me?
Now we can, if you were trying earlier.
Okay. So my name is Elizabeth Keswick, and I do not live within the boundaries of the PIDs. Right now it's undeveloped. Nobody lives within the boundaries, although I am a Nordic Valley resident.
Okay,
I have four questions. And should I wait?
I just want to know, or just mention again, I'll stop your time. This is time for the district to take comments, not to engage in any debates, those things. If you do have questions, you can email those to me and I will get with the board and try to get you back answers to those. For those on the call, if you would like to take down my email, I will give that at the end of the board meeting. So continue, Elizabeth. Just wanted to lay that out.
Okay, thank you. So my first, these are four questions, and I will get your email at the end, but I'll state them for the record. I'm curious as to the marketing plan for the bonds because they are non-graded. So I'd like to know how they're going to be marketed. My second question comment is typically as a project is built out, non-graded bonds are reissued at investment grade. And are there plans to do this in the future? And when is this likely to happen? My third question is, the issuer for these bonds is Nordic Village PID number 1. May the proceeds of the bonds be used in PIDs number 2 and number 3? And what is the mechanism that allows the bonds to be used in separate and, I presume, distinct PIDs? Although I believe they are contiguous. Question number 4. According to a document dated October the 7th, 2024, the boundaries, it includes the meets and bounds in Appendix A. The boundaries of the PIDs are approximately 0.23 acres. That's 0.23 acres for each PID 1, PID 2, PID 3. And the annexation area is approximately 511.7 acres. Is that still true? And those are all my questions.
Great. Thank you. And yeah, if you would send me an email.
May I also comment here? My name is Jan Fulmer. I'm a resident of Ogden Valley. I would also just like to pose a question for the record. And Mr. Jensen, I will be glad to send this to you via email. But first of all, what happens if the bonds are defaulted on and not paid? Who is responsible or who is holding the bag for the money invested? And how exactly are the bonds going to be repaid?
Okay. Thank you, Jan. Anyone else?
This is Marty Walker. I am a resident. As I indicated, I live directly across the street from where this will be built. And I've been here 4 or 5 months now. So, Michael, if you wouldn't mind, I mean, I'm happy to send the questions. It sounds like some of the folks are repeating the same questions. So in the spirit of, I'll send you a note, but I was hoping maybe you could copy us all with the answers that you would put out.
Okay.
But in the and I just got this from another resident about this notice. So I didn't know who was issuing these, if these were state bonds, if it was county bonds. I don't understand that. I also had similar question around if there's default. Yeah, what, you know, where's the money coming from to pay this stuff back? Then I didn't understand the math. We talked about parameters of the bonds being $80 million and 12 could be up to 12% per annum. And it's like, it's either 30 or 40 years. That was confusing to me. But it sounded like the total with interest for those 80 million, and then there's a second series B, but the total of that 80 million would be 89 million. And I just thought, geez, that sounded ridiculously low for interest in this day and age. I don't know what the, you know, we can issue these bonds for up to 12%, but, you know, for 30 years, we think we're going to only have $9 million in interest. I think that's kind of farcical. So I just don't put a lot of stock in these numbers relative to really what the heck the debt is going to be and what the payout's going to be. Thanks for your time.
You bet. Thanks, Marty. Anyone else? All right, last call. Anyone else? Okay. Appreciate everybody's comments. Again, I'll give you my email. So with no other comments, board, what I need then is a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, bro.
A second.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. We have, next up, we have the minutes. Now, let me pull those up. We did make that one edit board that you guys caught. So let me put those up. All right, so here's the minutes from our last board meeting. Appreciate the catch down here on item E with the adjourning. So that was the only change that was made. So board, have you had a chance to review those, and with this amendment, do they look accurate to you?
They do to me. And I'd motion to approve the minutes from the December 20th meeting.
Thanks, Brooke.
I'll second the motion.
All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. So that is everything that I show on the meeting, on the agenda board. Is there anything else, board, that you would like to bring up for us to know about? Any questions from staff? Or two staff, excuse me.
None for me at this time. Thank you.
Nope.
Thanks, Lauren. All right. So everyone on the call, my email address, my name's Michael Jensen again. My email address is mjensen@snowjensen.com. Did everyone get that? I hope. If you didn't, let me know. So again, mjensen@snowjensen.com.
J-E-N-S-E-N, please.
Yes, but on both Jensens, S-E-N.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay. Appreciate everybody attending. That concludes the meeting, board. I need a motion to adjourn.
Before we do, Michael, I appreciate the public being here today and the questions being posed, and Michael, you and the staff being available to respond to the questions and items that were mentioned here during the public hearing. I appreciate you following up on those things. If there's nothing else, I'll have a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Brooke.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Lauren. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. We are adjourned again.